Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. All right, so like I said to us, it's a new month, and I want to welcome us to the month of July. I get excited if the first day or the second day of the new month is a Sunday, because it means that you are really starting with God. Because if the first day of July or the second day of July is Sunday, they haven't got a choice. When you start your month with God, trust me, you will finish well. Because whatever God starts, he finishes. And so this month, we are looking at faith. But as I begin to reflect and pray and meditate on what specifically God wants us to speak on, I realize that we want to speak on the actions of faith. The word action is what we want to lay emphasis on. Because if I ask any one of us what faith is, you will give me an answer what faith is. But many people have faith, but that faith is not in action. Are you with me? Many people have faith, but that faith is dead. Because whatever is not active is dead. True of us. So when your faith is active, when your faith is at work, then your faith is alive. So we want to look at the actions of faith. But in my normal tradition, the scripture for the month, James chapter 1 and verse 23, I'm going to read it in three different translations. The NLT says, "For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing your face in a mirror." The NET Bible says, "If someone merely listens to the message and does not live it out, it's like someone who glares at his own face in a mirror." And the Amplified Classic says, "If anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it." So obedience without doing is disobedience. Are you with me? Obedience without doing is disobedience. When I was young, my mom would say, "Go and do this." Okay, mommy. But I'm not doing it. I'm using style to disobey. Because delayed obedience is disobedience. Are you with me? So that's why I love the Amplify. Because the Amplify amplifies it. It gives you depth. So it says, if you only listen to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in the mirror. In fact, can you help me go to verse 24 of this same chapter so that we can give context to it? Because this, you know, our focus is on this verse, but verse 24 kind of complete this verse for us, because there's something missing there. There's something missing here. Very quickly, James chapter 1 and verse 24. He says, okay, verse 20, thank you. He says, if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at a mirror. For if you only listen to the word without obeying it, it is like a man who looks carefully at his natural face in the mirror. 24, for once he has looked at himself and go away, he immediately forgets what he looks like. Are you with me? So that you are looking is not really the issue. But immediately you turn your face, you forget what you look like. That's where the problem is. That you forget. I pray for us, may we not be such that will forget God's word in the name of Jesus. May we not just be hearers of God's word, may we be doers in the name of Jesus. Because Scripture says, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Actually, it is the application of the truth that you know that will set you free. Because what is the point of knowing and not doing? Are you with me? You have knowledge, but you are not applying the knowledge. It's of no use. That knowledge is not useful. That knowledge is useless. That will not be your portion and my portion in the name of Jesus. So, I want to explain two words that is important, okay? And like I said, we all know what faith is. Hebrews 11 and verse 1 tells us, give us a biblical definition of faith. The Bible says faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Another definition says faith is acting like something is real. Martin Luther King Jr. says faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the old staircase. That is faith. When you have faith, you bring the invisible to become visible. Are you with me? But action in itself is the fact or process of doing something, typically to achieve an aim. Action is a thing done, an act. Someone said faith is spelled action. So until if you don't act on your faith, that faith is not useful to you or no one. So many Christians, we have faith, but our action says opposite. Our attitude, our reaction, our countenance says opposite. You can imagine I'm praying for someone. Someone has come to me and say, Pastor, please pray for me. I'm having nightmare. I'm having issue. And I'm praying for them. And their countenance is saying, what is this man doing? Does that make sense? Guess what? Because they are not in tune with the prayer I'm praying, it may not work for them. Because they need to agree with they need to agree with me. If they don't agree with me, then that prayer to them, it is not useful. To them, it wouldn't work because they don't believe in it. Because they have faith, but their action contradicts their faith. That will not be your portion or my portion in the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, when we live a life of faith, it pleases God. Scripture says without faith, it is impossible to please God. I preached a message one time talking about faith as the currency of heaven. If you want to transact here on here, you need currency. You need the pound sterling. You can imagine I want to buy something now. And I have money. But I have naira. Or I have Ghanaian cedi. The money is valuable, but where I am, it is useless to them. You know, I've worked on some Nollywood where all these, you know, Nigerian people will travel abroad and they will go to McDonald's. They want to give them naira. I say no. To them, that cannot work. To them, that doesn't make sense. All right. So faith, without faith, we cannot please God because faith is the currency of heaven. Okay. And the truth is, we all start off with a measure of faith. You are saved by faith through grace. You are saved by grace through faith. Okay? That is the what I call the baseline faith, the foundational faith. And you cannot say you have a mansion if you stop the building at foundation level. Am I making sense? I've seen somebody say, oh, I have a big mansion. Show me. It's not there, you see foundation, blah. What is this one? But do you know foundation is very foundational? Foundation is important, but you need to build on that foundation. So we all have a measure of faith. It is that faith that saved us. I call it the baseline faith, the foundational faith. But it will increase as we spend quality time with God. As we put our faith to action, it will grow. Peter said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Our faith is our victory. Faith without action is ineffective. Because your faith, my faith, should be a reflection of your action. Your action should reflect your faith. If you believe in God's word, you need to demonstrate your faith by acting out what you believe. Faith, as I was sharing this message, Holy Spirit said to me, faith is not in miracles. Are you with me? Faith is not in power. Faith is in obedience. Obey. Faith is not a miracle. Your faith in God is not because God has done miracle. God has given. No, faith is in obedience. The more you obey God, you follow God's word, the more your faith will grow. I pray for you and I. May our faith grow in the name of Jesus. I found this quote and I thought, you know, I'll bring it up. It says, faith without works is not faith at all, but a simple lack of obedience to God. Faith without works is not faith. It's lack of obedience to God. So we need to be very careful, because you have faith. How can you say you respect me and I send you on an errand? You refuse to go. And you tell me you will go. Are you with me? Are you with me? I've sent you on an errand. You have promised me you will go. Faith. But you have refused to put action to it. I wonder, this person is scamming me. This person is disrespecting me. This person is rude. This person is playing with me. And they said they will go, but they have not gone. That's what most of us Christians, we do. We claim to have faith in God, but our action, our words, says otherwise. I pray for you and I that the Holy Spirit will help us to be men and women of faith in the name of Jesus. If we read the account in Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 4, we see different accounts of men and women of faith in scripture, how they walked with God, how they lived with God, and what God made of their life. I pray that will be our experience in Jesus' name. But this morning, I want to lay a foundation this morning. And no, next week, Pastor Fenoja will be with us to bless us. And the week after, we will continue from there. I want to speak on three attributes of faith. There are three things that faith does. And if you don't have that attribute in your faith life, your faith is dead. Are you with me? If you don't have this attribute in your faith life, your faith is dormant. Your faith is not existing. Your faith is not alive. So this attribute is our baseline, and then we'll build from there. Because I want us to pray when we are done. Number one, faith sees. And I will explain. Faith is not blind. Faith sees. You see, what do I mean by that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have faith in God, you are seeing God's reality as he sees it. And you are acting as if it is true. When you have faith in God, you will see what God is seeing. Are you with me? When you have faith in God, you will see what God is seeing. Because faith sees the invisible, believes the impossible, and receives the incredible. I repeat, faith sees the invisible, believes the impossible, and receives the incredible. If your faith is not seeing, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? Because, you see, there are two aspects of reality that people don't know. There are two aspects of reality, the visible and the invisible. Just because you don't see doesn't mean it's not real. Are you with me? You are not just in that realm. Are you with me? You know, my 9-year-old who is in year 4 is telling me she's beginning to do fraction. You know, 1/2. I said, wow, remember those days when I was doing those things. But you know, in reality, they have not started doing decimal places. So when she gets to 1/2, that's the last place she can go. She can't say the answer is 0.5. That is not a reality. Does that mean it does not exist? In fact, real mathematics is f of x plus y equals this and that. So many grammatical, like, mathematics is not 2 plus 2 plus 5 minus 2, you know, board mass, open bracket, close bracket. Those are child's play. That's not mathematics. I did further mass, I ran away. When I saw it, I said, no. This is not my calling. So just because it is not your reality, because it is in, you cannot see it, doesn't mean it's not real. Because you see, what we need to understand is, for everything visible, there is an invisible somewhere. And I will explain. Before somebody can build a mansion, before you see a physical building, they need to have a soft copy somewhere. It's called a plan. Are you with me? Before you build, you need to have a soft copy, a plan, and that soft copy, it could be on your computer, it could be on the paper. And so the physical thing will be built on the the soft copy, the plan. Okay, so the material realm we can see, and the immaterial realms we cannot see. Just because you cannot see something does not mean it's not real. For example, the law of gravity. that law says whatever goes up comes down. You cannot see it, but it's real. You try and throw something up. You know, if you throw something up, you can pray from now to tomorrow, it will come down. Because God himself will not defy the law of gravity, except he wants to do his thing, like he did to Peter, you know, and Peter walked on water. All right? So we believe there are certain things that we cannot see that are real. And if you and I, if we cannot see it, or if we cannot see faith, we cannot make it work. When you break the law of gravity, you see that you know it's real. Are you with me? When you, if until you break that law, you might argue, but the moment you break the law, you know. So, and God is the creator of all realities. He sees both the visible and the invisible. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. Two scriptures I'm going to read. Hebrews 11 verse 6 and then Romans 8 and verse 24. Ladies and gentlemen, faith sees the invisible because it is a spirit, it is a spiritual matter. If you believe in God, you first have to believe there is a God. For you to believe in God, you must believe there is a God. So your concept of reality must include the idea of God. Many people who don't believe in God, because they don't believe there is a God, they don't believe in the concept of God. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists. We don't see him, but you feel him. And that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. So many people who don't believe in God is because they don't believe there is a God. They don't believe in the reality of God. Romans 8 and verse 24, very quickly. Scripture says, we were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. Are you with me? We were given this hope. We were given this faith when we were saved. If you already have something, you don't need to have faith for it. How many of you have faith for a phone? You already have a phone. You already have a phone. You say, oh, what's my prayer point? I'm trying God to give me a phone. I already have a phone, so I don't need faith for it. I don't need faith for it. Are you with me? You see, because if you don't believe there is a God, then you are going to act as if there is no God. You will act like there is no God because your reality does not allow for God. Faith always acts according to what you believe is true. Therefore, faith sees something about reality that God allows us to see. Because your faith, you see, the strength of your faith relies on what your faith depends on. Because our faith is in God, we see the reality that God is seeing. God reveals things to us. I pray Holy Spirit to give us understanding in Jesus. Because if your faith, you see, we need to be careful because motivational speakers, they say so much about faith. They twist faith. Oh, if you can't see it, you cannot receive. That is true, but the God factor is so important. Motivational speakers will remove the God factor and say, work hard. Many people work hard, they don't make it. It's not by hard work.
hard work is important because, but your faith in God plus hard work makes you a better person, brings that reality into existence. Are you with me? I pray God help us in the name of Jesus. Number two, faith acts. Like I told us before, a faith that doesn't act is not genuine faith. Faith acts now. Faith does not delay. Are you with me? Faith does not delay. Faith is in doing. Faith is in doing. Faith is in obedience. You obey, you do. You see, every time God allows a man or a woman to see something not yet material, something invisible in the spiritual realm, there's always a corresponding action. Are you with me? When God reveals something to man, something in the spiritual realm, there's always a corresponding action. Hebrews 11 and verse 7. How did faith work in Noah's life? Very quickly, Hebrews 11 and verse 7. So, ladies and gentlemen, whatever God is, whatever Holy Spirit reveals to you, you need to put action to it. He says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about things that had never happened before. By his faith, Noah condemned the rest of the world, and he received the righteousness that comes by faith. The word faith is said about 3 to 4 times there. That is the importance of faith. We can see that it says he obeyed God. Faith is in obedience. Obedience is in doing. Obedience is in acting. Are you with me? He obeyed God, who warned him about something that has never happened before. Alright, so we need to act. Many people say they have faith, but they are not acting it. You wonder, wow. You wonder, wow. Now, the question is, how do we know that Noah had faith that it will rain? He never saw rain before. He never saw flood before. Before then, there was no rain. This was not something he was taught in elementary school or even say he was not taught anywhere. He just believed in God and he put it into action. He acted on it. You see, God spoke to him. He had faith in God and he acted on it. And the result was he built a boat. When God spoke to him, he never saw rain. There was no rain. In fact, do you know that scripture said that when Noah finished building the boat and he was going around to tell people, some of them were doing weddings, they were marrying, they were laughing at him. They were saying, this guy, what do you mean he's going to flood? Have you ever seen flood before? Do you even know what flood looked like? They were laughing at him. And I believe at some point, he would go and sit down and think, am I foolish? Is this thing true? Is this really God? I've spent years to build. In fact, God gave him the dimension of how big the ark was going to be. It was to specifics. You see, oftentimes you are acting on faith. People can laugh at you. The closest people to you can mock you. But don't worry. Don't worry. Just follow God. Time is a test, and time will tell. Don't be discouraged. You see, when God spoke to Abraham as well, when God spoke to Abraham, Abraham didn't know where to go. Hebrews 11 and verse 8, next verse of that same Hebrew. God told Abraham, let's read Hebrews 11 and verse 8. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Wow. Are you with me? He went without knowing where he was going. He acted on that instruction. Are you with me? He acted on it. Do you know that the first miracle Jesus performed in scriptures in the wedding, when there was no wine, and they went to meet Jesus' mother, and Jesus' mother said, whatever he asks you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you, have faith, act on it. And they gave Jesus the water, and he told them, go and give it to the king or to all the people. And he didn't do anything to the water. He didn't do any incantation or anything. But the action, when they acted on that instruction, on their way, that water turned into wine. But if they didn't act, nothing would have happened. Are you with me? And the same thing happened to Abraham. To Abraham here, he went without knowing where he was going, because God was real to them. Because, you know, remember my first point, right? I said that faith is, if you, before you have faith in God, you must believe there is a God. So Abraham, Noah, they believe there is a God. So they understand the concept of God and the reality of God. So it was able to work for them. You see, you can only act in accordance with what you believe is reality. If it is not real, you cannot act accordingly. Faith is simply seeing what God sees and acting accordingly. You act accordingly. You see, you see it, but you act. Are you with me? Number three, faith is active. Faith is active. Ladies and gentlemen, the word active is present continuous. Faith is doing. Faith is not just do. Are you with me? But faith is doing. That's different. Faith is not just do. Faith is doing. Just because you do today, you have to do tomorrow. You have to keep doing. Are you with me? You have to do tomorrow. You have to keep doing, because real faith is always active. It is active because it believes what it sees, and this determines action. Faith is not abstract. Faith is not in the mind only. All right, what is abstract faith? Abstract faith is believing something to be true, but not acting like it is true. We think we believe something or an idea to be true, but we really do not believe it, because you are not acting on it. You know, this morning, while we're coming to Birmingham Church, I had a flat tire. I had faith that this van would bring me to Nottingham, to Birmingham and back. All right? But I need to put action to that faith. Are you with me? It is irresponsible of me to not put action to that faith. What are my actions? Every 20 or 30 minutes drive, I will stop. I will increase the air in the tire. I will increase it, and then I will drive again, and I will increase it. That is me putting faith into action. You act according to your faith. It will be foolishness and irresponsible of me that I have people in the car and then I didn't do anything. You know, I was reading an article. It says many Christians spiritualize faith. We just spiritualize everything. Yes, there is a place for spirituality in faith, but faith without doing is not spiritual. It is spirit. Are you with me? Faith without action is not spirituality. You know, you have faith that you want to get a job. Yes, we believe with you in faith. We pray with you in faith. You didn't make any application. You will get that job in Jesus' name. you are fooling yourself. You have to put, say, okay, pastor, I've gotten job interview. Can you pray with me? And you didn't go for the interview. How will you get the job? You understand? So where is the action to that faith? Are you with me? And it is active. It is active. You have to keep doing. You have to keep doing. You have to keep doing. Faith doesn't just sit and say, well, that's what I, whatever will happen will happen. Faith is not whatever will happen. Faith is in doing. Faith makes you adjust your life and make necessary changes so that you would correspond to your reality. Faith makes you adjust. You adjust to things. You make changes. You make addition. It's active. Faith is in doing. I pray, Holy Spirit, to give us understanding. Please don't miss this series. You know, don't miss this series. I so much believe that God will speak to us. I so much believe that God will relate our faith to the challenge, so that our faith, if it, whatever part of our faith is dead, it will come to life. Most people who claim to be Christian, they have abstract faith. They don't have the real faith. Their faith is abstract. It's not active. Their faith is passive and it's not active. Where I've prayed to God, whatever will be, you know. I don't know. Have you ever thought about this? Maybe you are broke. It's happened to me so many times growing up, really in Nigeria. One day, you know, you watch movie. You just see one man who has no money, who has been praying, and one day they went somewhere, you just found a bag of money. And they are happily ever after. So you are thinking, what can it happen to me? So when I was young, I'm thinking, God, help me. Let me just be walking and just see one bag and just open it and I just have money. You can imagine. You can imagine. That's not faith. That's not faith. That's is passive. That is not faith. You have to put action to it. Faith is active. Faith is in doing. That is a lazy man's prayer. That's one day, why can't somebody just call me and just bless me £1 million? Let us rise up on our feet. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Listen, I want you to pray. Faith, you know, last month we're talking about the armor of God. Faith can be another armor. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to pray and say, God, help my faith. Help my faith. I want my faith to be active. I want my faith, oh Lord, to see what you are seeing. Because you see, for those of us who are students, if your lecturer believes so much in you, if your class teacher can see greatness in you, or your parent can see greatness in you, it doesn't matter what anyone else is seeing. You tap into what they are seeing. You know, I saw this on social media. This Nigerian footballer who has been very good in Italy. There's a picture of him. He went to his primary school and he went to go and hug the teacher that believed so much in him and spoke to his parent to allow him to play football. He went back. I want you to pray, because if you are not seeing it, if your faith cannot see it, God cannot do it. Are you with me? Because your faith should be directly proportional to God's faith. If it contradicts, then there's a problem. I want you to pray and say, God, help, make my faith see, make my faith act, make my faith do in the name of Jesus. Just pray and say, God, help my faith. You know, the man in the scripture said, I have faith. I believe, but help my unbelief. You know what that means? That man that said, I believe, can you ever look for that scripture? He says, I believe, but help my unbelief. You say, I have faith, but my action, my works, I'm not sure I can do it. I believe in you, but I can't do it. So say, I believe, but help my unbelief. It didn't, you know, that is an interesting word. I believe, but help my unbelief. I want to pray and say, God, help me. Men, we have faith in God, but most times our action says the opposite. Next verse. Yes, it said, Father, the father instantly cried out, I do believe. I have faith, but help me overcome my unbelief. How can you say you believe, but help me my unbelief? I have faith, but help me to be able to act it, to be able to do it, to for it to come to reality. This is an honest father. Say, God, help my unbelief. Because people are mocking you, because people are saying, what kind of idea is this? You put it one side. No. Trust God. Believe God. Believe God. God gave you that idea in the first place. It was God that gave you that idea. Masika tebo shande bege sekete brigodo. Lepa kashikete brigoto zekete brigodo. Leko shekete brigoto zekete brigodo. Marika kasekete brikoto, leko shekete brikoto, mazekete brikoto, jekete brikotoska, lepra kasekete boshka. Oh, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. All eyes closed. You see, for you to have faith in God, for me to have faith in God, I need to be part of the kingdom of God. In other words, I need to be born again. If I am not born by the Spirit, I cannot live by the Spirit. In other words, if I'm not born by faith, I cannot live by faith. Are you with me? If I'm not born by faith, I cannot live by faith. If I'm born by the flesh, I will live by the flesh. If you are here this afternoon, maybe you are born again. You are not sure of your salvation. You are not saved. Your faith in God is shaky. Because life has thrown many things at you. And you'd like me to pray with you. Just raise up your hand. I know I've called a few prayer points. Maybe you're not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Or your faith is shaky. Your faith is wobbly. Your faith is not strong. Your faith is weak. You see, the weaker your faith becomes, eventually your faith will be nullified. When a chair is weak, if it's not fixed, it will get weaker and weaker and weaker, and it becomes useless. So please, if you'd like me to pray with you this morning, just lift up your hand. Masika tebo shanda, leprasa kataba seketebo, leko shekete brekoto, zeputo brekoto, jekete brekotoshka. Jesus said, Peter, Peter, the devil has planned to swift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that in the day of your adversity, your faith will not fail. I pray for you and I, in our challenging moments, in our difficult moments, our faith will not fail in the name of Jesus. I say your faith will not fail in the name of Jesus. Your faith will stand. Your faith will work strong in the name of Jesus. Every challenges, every issue that will come your way, you will overcome in the name of Jesus. Whatever it will be, you'll be the last man standing. You will stand and you will stand well. You will stand and you will stand taller in the name of Jesus. I commit this week into your hand. This week shall be a blessed week for you in the name of Jesus. This week shall be a fruitful week. It shall be a productive week in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. This week, whatever you lay your hands upon this week, you will prosper in the name of Jesus. This week, every plan, every agenda of the enemy over your life, I cancel and I destroy in the name of Jesus. This week, you will go out in peace. You will come back home in peace and not in pieces in the name of Jesus. This week, I release good news in the name of Jesus. I pray for someone. Every news you will hear this week shall be good news in the name of Jesus. There will be excellent news in the name of Jesus. There will be outstanding news in the name of Jesus. Your faith will grow in the name of Jesus. Your every area of your faith that is weak receive strength in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed.